something over and over again, it starts to lose its significance. When you buy a brand new car, it's only new for a little while, and washing it is fun, cleaning it's fun, and then that newness starts to wear off, and cleaning your car becomes a chore. When you move into a new house, you're so excited to clean it, get it ready to show off. You want to keep your yard well maintained, and you're excited to pull out the mower and pull weeds, and you're proud of that new house. But then, as the years go on, the maintenance becomes harder and harder. Cleaning and mowing become part of the tedious set of chores that just goes along with keeping up the house. First day of school is exciting for both the students and the teachers, and after about that first day, the newness wears off, and you can't wait for fall break, and then you can't wait for Thanksgiving break and winter break, and then before too long, you're counting down the days to summer. You know, Christianity can be the same way. After we're baptized, we're so excited to worship God, take the Lord's Supper for the first time, and tell our friends that we've been saved from all of our sins. We start hearing sermons in a new context. We sing songs with a new meaning, even though we've sang them maybe hundreds of times. We've never feel closer to God than when we are first baptized into our Lord. But as the weeks go on, we start doing the same things over and over again. We kind of fall into the monotonous routine that is our worship. We come every Sunday, sing the same songs, hear the same preacher, go through the same acts of worship, take the same little piece of bread and little sip of juice, and next week we'll do it all over again. We kind of ask ourselves, what's the point? And as Philip just talked about, why are we here? And how do we break free from the feeling of boredom and just doing things over and over again and start feeling that excitement again that we first felt when we first gave our lives to the Lord? And really, that's the point of this morning. This morning, we're focusing on why we are here. The Lord tells us in Matthew chapter 18, verses 20 through 22, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them." You know, worship service is not something to be taken lightly. That this is a time where we can forget about the tragedies in the world around us. We can forget about the trials going on in our own individual lives. We can forget about this imperfect world, and we can approach our Almighty God. The Hebrew writer tells us that Jesus entered the most holy place of the temple, which is where God dwells. He sprinkled His blood for the forgiveness of our sins. And when the veil of the temple was torn in two, the most holy place was opened to us because of the death of Christ, that we can now approach God with Jesus as our mediator. And so when we gather together on the first day of the week, we're not just going through the motions. We're not just following a weekly routine. Instead, we are approaching God with the sacrifices of our voices and song. We're approaching Him with a heart that will listen to His Word. We're approaching Him with thanksgiving and remembrance of the sacrifice of His Son. And we should be glad when someone says to us, "Let us enter into the house of the Lord." D.A. Carson wrote, "When we come together and engage in the activities of our corporate worship, including not only prayer and praise, but the Lord's Supper and attentive listening to the Word, we are encouraging one another. We edify one another. And so often we feel encouraged and edified. As a result, we are renewed in our awareness of God's love and God's truth. And we are encouraged to respond with adoration and action." We're about to sing songs that will say things like, "We shall assemble on the mountain. We shall assemble at the throne with humble hearts into His presence. We bring an offering of song. I stand in awe of You. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of You. Our God, whose Son upon a tree a life was willing there to give, that He from sin might set man free, and evermore with Him could live. There is a God, He is alive, in Him we live and we survive. Behold, He comes riding on the clouds, shining like the sun at the trumpet's call. Lift your voice, it's the year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes. There's no God like Jehovah." We're here this morning to sing and praise and honor our God. We are here to thank Him for everything He has done. So let's show God just how much we honor and adore Him. Let's sing and show God that we are thankful. And let's sing like we are in His presence right now.
We shall assemble, number 76 in the supplement. We shall assemble on the mountain. We shall assemble at the throne with humble hearts into His presence. We bring an offering of song, glory and honor and dominion unto the Lamb, unto the King. Song of the redeemed, and at the end of our journey, we shall bow down on bended knee, and with the angels up in heaven, we'll sing the song of victory. Glory and honor and dominion unto the Lamb, unto the King. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We sing the song of the redeemed.
I stand in awe. Number one in the supplement.
Do so me. You are beautiful beyond description, too marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension. Like nothing ever seen or heard, who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depth of your love? You are beautiful beyond description, majesty enthroned above, and I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you.
And He is in our midst. Number 22 in the Red Book. He is in our midst.
Do so. Draw from the springs of salvation. Give thanks to His great and holy name. Make known His deeds among the people. Make known His exalted way. Praise the Lord and shout for joy, for the Holy One is in our midst. Praise the Lord and shout for joy, for He is in our midst. Call on His name with thanksgiving. Yes, joyously praise His name in song. Through love He authored our salvation. Through love He did give His Son. Praise the Lord and shout for joy, for the Holy One.
next two songs we're going to sing is There Is a God and Days of Elijah. Let's stand for both of those songs.
There is beyond the azure blue a God concealed from human sight. He tint his skies with heavenly hue and framed the worlds with his great might. There is a God, he is alive. In him we live and we survive. From dust our God. They cannot find, for God alone does understand. There is a God, he is alive. In him we live and we survive. From dust our God created man. He is our God, the great to give, that he from sin might set man free, and evermore with him could live. There is a God, he is alive, in him we live, and we survive.
From dust our God.
On this part, there's no God like Jehovah. Every four times it raises just a little bit, but be careful not to raise it too quick or it'll be too high at the end.
These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trials, of famine and darkness and sorn, still we are the voice in the desert, crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun, at the trumpet call. So lift your voice, it's a year of jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes. These are the days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David rebuilding a temple of praise. And these are the days of the harvest, declaring the word of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, so lift your voice. It's a year of jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes. There's no God like Jehovah. 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 Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, so lift your voice. It's a year of jubilee, and down to Zion's hill salvation comes. So lift your voice. It's a year of jubilee, and down to Zion's hill salvation comes.
Please be seated.
Let's go to our mighty God in prayer. Father, we are here to worship you. We worship you and praise you, Father, because we know that you are the creator of the universe and in you all power resides. Without you, nothing would exist, Father. And we're so grateful for the opportunity that we have to gather here and sing songs of praise to your name. Father, we're here also to exhort one another, and we pray that you'll be with us as we worship you and as we exhort one another. Help us to improve our lives, Father. Help us to raise our standard in worship of you, Father. This morning, Father, we're gathered here, those of us that have the health to be here, and we're so grateful for that health and the many other blessings that we have. We have a number that are not able to be with us. We pray that you'll be with them. We pray that you'll be with Donna Barksdale as she's in the hospital. And we pray that you'll be with Martha and Billy Joe Young as they struggle with their health problems. We pray for Rick's father as he struggles. We pray for improved health for him. We pray for Cora Busick as she will be having surgery soon, Father. We pray that you'll be with her and be with her family. Strengthen them, Father, and be with the doctors as they treat her, Father. This morning, Father, we're also mindful of those that have been sick and have been able to be back with us. We're grateful that Frank Burns is here this morning. And we know that his surgery was successful and that he has recovered and able to be back with us, and we pray for his continued recovery, Father. We pray, Father, also for those that have lost loved ones. We know that this happens in life. We pray that you'll be with those that have lost loved ones, especially this morning, Father. We pray that you'll be with Charlie Hughes and the loss of his sister. We pray that you'll be with the Hughes family and help them, Father, and help them through this time of trouble and struggle. Father, we're so grateful for all the participants here this morning. We're grateful that we can gather together. We know that it takes time to prepare such a lesson as this, and we know that it takes time to think about what needs to be done, and we're grateful that those that have prepared this have given their time to help us to raise the standard, Father. We're so grateful, Father, for the parents that we have here, especially the parents of young children. We know that it's a struggle for them. We know, Father, that they spend some extra time getting the children ready and preparing them. We're grateful for them, Father, and we pray that those of us that are older will be an example to them as they are an example to us, Father. We're grateful for all the young people that we have. We know that we have some that have graduated from high school and some that have been away at college, and we're grateful for them. We pray, Father, for them, and we pray that you'll strengthen them. Sometimes when you go out into the world, Father, as you know, it's difficult, and we pray that you'll be with them, Father, and that they will be with you. We ask at this time, Father, that you go on with us through this service. Help us to continue to think about the words that we sing and listen to the words that are said to us. Help us to continue through our lives and through the next week to remember you and raise the standard in our worship, raise the standard in our everyday living, and raise the standard in our families, Father. Look down upon us, Father. Be merciful to us, and we're so glad for your grace. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Worship means to give reverent honor and homage to God. Praise means to show approval or admiration. We also use words like glorify, honor, laud, and exalt. All of these, in some way, are related to how we express our deep admiration of God. In short, the reason we come together like this on the first day of the week is to do all those things. We worship God. But for some reason, over time, worship assemblies have become less focused on God and more focused on ourselves. We've become so concerned with the feelings and the emotions involved in worship that we have failed to give all the honor to God. The very beginning of the Bible describes the object of our worship. It's been said that since the beginning of time, and in our thought process, that's the beginning of the Bible, every nation and every person has had something, I shouldn't say every person, but every nation or every culture has had something that they worship. Whether that's been the sun or the moon or the water or the crop, some people make up a god. But through our faith and through our word, that is God's word, we read that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That our worship is on God. In the beginning, God. There he was. You and I were not there. It was God. And so when we come together to worship, we are not coming together to give reverent and honor and homage to ourselves or to show approval or admiration to ourselves, but to God. We're here to worship God. We're here to sing to God. We're here to remember God, the same God who was there at the beginning. He was there before time began, and he placed eternity into our hearts. The same God who created the heavens and the earth. The same God who gave us his Son to die for our sins. The same God who promised to spend eternity with his people. This God was the object at the very beginning. He is the reason we are here worshiping. This service is not about you or I. And it's not uncommon to walk into many modern congregations today and see so little about God and so much about the experience that people would like to have. But this is not about what we get out of the service. It's not about our friends or the social hour that might take place. It's not about play hour for the kids. This service is about honoring and revering God. It's about showing our admiration and approval to the God that was there from the beginning. God is holy. He is the I Am, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He is our rock and our Redeemer, our Savior and friend. God is our judge and our maker. He is to be sanctified and respected. We believe that He's all-powerful, almighty, all-knowing, and always there. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Samuel, David, Elijah, Elisha, Peter, Paul, and He is the God of you and me. He's the same God that created the mountains and filled the seas, that spread the stars in the sky and set fire to the sun. He made the Red Sea part and made the sun stand still. He healed the sick and the lame. He raised His Son from the dead. And He has forgiven our sins. This is the God that is worthy of our praise. Every song that we're about to sing is going to show how we feel about our God. Magnify, oh magnify. Magnify our God and Father. He has made us in His glorious image. We ever strive to be like Him. He alone is holy. He alone is righteous. Cry aloud with gladness our joy in Him. We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. Hallelujah, praise Jehovah. From the heavens, praise His name. Praise Jehovah in the highest. All His angels praise, proclaim. All His hosts together praise Him. Sun and moon and stars on high. Praise Him, O ye heavens, and ye floods above the sky. Let them praises give Jehovah. For His name alone is high, and His glory is exalted far above the earth and sky. Thou, O Lord, art a shield about me. You're my glory and the lifter of my head. Hallelujah, You're the lifter of my head. You are stronger. Sin is broken. You have saved me. It is written, Christ is risen. Jesus, You are Lord of all. It is said in the Old Testament that as sacrifices were made, and they were made from the proper context and with the proper heart, that the smoke went up as a pleasing aroma to the Lord. This morning there are 203 souls in this room offering sacrifices of our voices and of our hearts to the God that has done so much for us. Can you imagine the pleasing aroma, the pleasing praises coming from this room when we all sing to our God who deserves every bit of praise that we're about to give Him? Let's sing, let Him hear our voices, and let's praise Him with these next songs.
Magnify, oh magnify, number 6 in your supplement. Magnify, oh magnify, oh magnify our God and Father. Magnify, oh magnify, oh magnify our God. He has made us in His glorious image. We ever strive to be like Him. He alone is holy. He alone is righteous. Cry aloud with gladness our joy in Him. Cry aloud with gladness our joy in Him. Magnify, oh magnify, oh magnify our God. Magnify, oh magnify our God. He has given us His Son to save us, now reconciled to be like Him. Give Him praise forever, honor and revere Him. Cry aloud with gladness our joy in Him. Cry aloud with gladness our joy in Him. Magnify, oh magnify our God and Father. Magnify, oh magnify. number 141 in your supplement. We will glorify the King of Kings.
Do me. We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. Lord Jehovah reigns in majesty. We will bow before His throne. We will worship Him in righteousness. We worship Him alone. He is Lord of heaven, Lord of earth. He is Lord of all who live. He is Lord above the universe. All praise to Him we give. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am.
Hallelujah, praise Jehovah.
Hallelujah, praise Jehovah, from the heavens praise His name. Praise Jehovah in the highest, all His angels praise proclaim. All His hosts together praise Him, sun and moon and stars on high. Praise Him, O ye heavens above the sky. Let them praise His King Jehovah, for His name alone is high,
and His glory is exalted, and His glory is exalted,
and His glory is exalted. Far above the earth and sky, let them praises give Jehovah. They were made at His command. Them forever He established. His decree shall ever stand. From the earth, O praise Jehovah, all ye floods, ye dragons all, fire and hail and snow and vapor, stormy winds that hear Him call, let them praises give Jehovah, for His name alone is high,
and His glory is exalted, and His
glory is exalted, far above the earth and sky. All ye fruitful trees and cedars, all ye hills and mountains high, creeping things and beasts and cattle, birds that in the heavens fly, kings of earth and all ye people, princes great, as judges all, praise His name, young men and maidens, aged men and children small, let them praises give Jehovah, for His name alone is high.
And His glory is exalted.
exalted far above the earth and sky.
A shield about me. Next song, sing is Stronger.
Is risen, Jesus.
are stronger. You are stronger. Sin is broken. You have saved me. It is written. Christ is risen. Jesus, you are Lord of all. Jesus, you are Lord of all.
There was a man who, a young man who walked into a worship service. The worship service has already begun, and they were already in the middle of their song service, and as the man stood towards the back and he was trying to look for a seat, he couldn't find an open seat. Every pew was full. And so as the congregation was singing, he simply just walked up in the middle aisle, and he found himself sitting right here at the front, cross-legged, starting to sing. Well, at this point, of course, everyone started to think that this was a strange thing. It's not very often you see someone just walk and sit up on the floor. And so people are starting to murmur to themselves. They're starting to question this young man on how he looks. He was covered in tattoos. He had piercings all over his body, wearing a t-shirt and some jeans. Of course, everyone's starting to look at him and talk about him, wondering what his point is. What's he trying to do? It wasn't long until one of the elders stood up. This man was known to be a little rough around the edges, a little gruff. He started to walk towards the front, and of course everyone in the congregation knew exactly what he was going to do, and they started thinking in their minds, good, someone's going to take care of this. Someone's going to set this man in order. As that elder approached the front, he grabs hold of the pew to his side and simply lowers himself down next to this young man. And there he sat, cross-legged with this young man. They sat there the whole worship service. They sang the songs together. They worshiped together. They listened to the sermon. Both read their Bibles together. Meanwhile, everyone was just staring at them. And so they stand up for the invitation song, and everyone sees these two people speaking to each other. And of course, everyone's mind goes to, why is this young man distracting this man from worshiping? This young man has been a nuisance this whole time. He came, he interrupted our service, he sat down, and now he's speaking to this elder in the middle of our invitation song. People were so disgusted, they could hardly sing. As the song ended, they noticed the young man in tears. And the elder turns around and he faces the group. And he says, it was a wonderful day. Wonderful sermon, wonderful singing, wonderful worship. But what's even more wonderful is this man wants to give his life to Christ. He says, this act alone is more praiseworthy than anything we've done today. Of course, the congregation was speechless. They had sat and judged a young man for doing something different, for doing something not in the ordinary. But yet here was a man that recognized his failures, recognized his sin, simply wanted to do better. You know, there are many reasons we come to praise and worship God. We went through many of those acts today as we sang in our worship service, as we remembered our Savior through the emblems of the Lord's Supper. We listen and read from His Word. But one of the biggest reasons we have to praise God is that He allows people to come just as they are. Maybe a little rough around the edges. Maybe looking a little different. Maybe acting a little different. But God allows each and every person to come just as they are and have their sins removed. Each and every single one of us have been stained with sin. Our souls are blotted with the black ink of sin. And the only thing that can erase that ink is the blood of Jesus Christ. We read in the book of Romans that we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We also read in the book of Romans that the wages of sin is death. Each and every single person here today is deserving of death. But thanks be to God who takes me just as I am. We worship God because He makes salvation possible. Every single one of us today are broken. We're wounded. We're desperate. We're empty. And we're guilty. But I am thankful to God because I come broken to be mended. I come wounded to be healed. I come desperate to be rescued, and I come empty to be filled. I come guilty to be pardoned by the blood of Christ the Lamb. And I am welcomed with open arms. Praise God, just as I am. He takes us, sin and all. But Jesus will forgive that sin. We're all here guilty, and we're all here broken. If that describes you this morning, if you're broken, wounded, desperate, empty, and guilty, this is your opportunity to come, to praise God, give Him your life, be buried in the waters of baptism, rise up a new person so that you can be mended and healed and rescued and filled and pardoned by the blood of Christ the Lamb. And God is there to welcome us just as we are. If you're broken, come be healed. Come be mended as we stand and as we sing.
And I'm welcome with open arms.
have a closing prayer followed by some announcements.